Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Well, you already know if you've been following the Beacon Broadcast on a regular basis that we are in James chapter 3, and James is dealing with the tongue. A very important subject because he takes a whole chapter, virtually, to talk about the dangers of an uncontrolled tongue. Sins of word, sins of speech. He's not talking about what we normally consider to be big sins, bad sins, sins of deeds, sins of doing terrible things. He's telling us, what he's really telling us is that the tongue is capable of doing terrible things, but we don't realize it so many times. And so he's trying to help us to understand how big are the destructive powers of that little organ in our mouth called the tongue, that is the part of the mouth that controls our speech. Our words are powerful. They are powerful for good. They are powerful for evil. And that's why we're taking time to study carefully what James by the Spirit of God has written, because we all need to have this impressed deeply upon our souls. We are so inclined to minimize and even excuse the sins of speech. But don't do that. Learn by the Spirit of God how important our words are, and learn by the Spirit of God how to control your tongue. Thank you for joining me on this Friday, June 1, and thank you so much, those of you whose financial gifts keep us teaching the Word of God on this station. Well, James first gave us three illustrations about the power of the tongue in verses 3 through 5. The power of the tongue is like a horse's bridle. Little bridle, little bit controls the whole horse. The tongue is like a ship's rudder. Great big ship, relatively little rudder, but the little rudder controls the whole ship. Or the tongue is like the power of a forest fire. Little spark, little match, little flame, and look what a big forest it burns down. Yes, this uncontrolled tongue, he tells us in verse 6, is like a fire, and it is like a world of iniquity. A world of iniquity. It is a middle voice verb in the Greek. So he's saying that the tongue makes itself iniquity. That is sin. The tongue can communicate and even cause a great deal of evil. It can initiate a great deal of evil. That's why it's important who your friends are, because what they say can affect your life to a great degree. And that's certainly why it's important that you control your own tongue and be careful what you talk about, because your words can greatly affect the life of somebody else. The tongue is like a life-dominating force, he goes on to say in verse 6. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire by hell. The tongue is like a life-dominating force. It is a little member among the parts of the body, which is true. Compared to our legs, the tongue is pretty small. Compared to our arms, the tongue is pretty small. Even compared to our feet or our hands, the tongue is pretty small. Compared to our head, the whole head, the tongue, of course, is in the head, The tongue is pretty small. But you see, it's not the size of the tongue, it is the strategic location of the tongue. And what is that? Well, the tongue is the part of our body, basically, that is the bridge between thought and word. You think it, and then you say it. And the tongue is that connector. You think it, and your tongue begins to form words. Of course, it takes other parts of the mouth as well, your teeth, your mouth, your jaws moving in the proper way in order to form the words. But you think it, and you start putting your articulators into action, the tongue being the center of all of that. It's right in the middle. And that makes it such a strategic part of our body. And what does the uncontrolled tongue do? Well, he tells us in the last part of verse 6, the tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell. What the uncontrolled tongue does, and there are three parallel participles in the Greek language to give us three thoughts here. Number one, the uncontrolled tongue corrupts the whole person. Number two, the uncontrolled tongue ruins the entire life. Number three, the uncontrolled tongue accomplishes the work of Satan. First of all, it corrupts the whole person. It defiles, we read, the whole body. That is, it defiles our lives by releasing sins out of the heart. The place where thoughts are born into action is generally in the tongue, at the tongue. Those sinful thoughts are turned into sinful activities, generally, first of all, by talking about them. Of course, many times it progresses beyond that. But that's where it begins in the real world. It starts in our thoughts. Our thoughts, in a sense, are not out in the real world yet. They are still internal. They are hidden. They are secret. They have not really been actualized. But as soon as our thoughts begin to be put into speech, that's when our whole person begins to be corrupted by those thoughts. And it's the tongue that releases the sins of the heart and turns them into life-defiling sins, life-destroying sins, powerful, impacting sins upon the lives of others. You remember these words in Mark chapter 7? Jesus said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wicked deeds, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." How is our soul defiled? Well, it's defiled by the sins that are in the heart. How are the sins of the heart released? Well, they are released by turning those thoughts into action. How are those actions instigated? Well, they are usually instigated, first of all, by words. Words usually precede other deeds. I started to say they usually precede deeds, but you see, words are deeds, but they are usually the preceding deeds. As I've already said, we usually articulate our thoughts first, and then we put them into action. And so, in that way, the tongue corrupts the whole life. When James says it corrupts the body, it defiles the whole body, he's talking about defiling our lives. Because This is the place, as I said, where thoughts are turned into action. This is the place where the inner is turned into the outer. The internal is turned into the external. The spiritual is turned into the physical. The hidden is transferred into the world of reality. And it usually starts with the tongue. It corrupts the whole person. Secondly, it ruins the entire life, because he goes on to say, it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. It ruins the entire life by directing our lives in a sinful, destructive path. 9/10 of our failures, I'm convinced, come from the tongue. Our words have enormous impact upon our spiritual condition. It sets on fire the course of nature, or the wheel of human society, of which each of us is a part. It sets on fire communities. It sets on fire families. It sets on fire churches. Do you remember that phrase from, I think, World War II that said, "Loose lips sink battleships"? Loose lips sink battleships. In other words, be careful what you say. Don't let strategic information slip. We all know how destructive it is, for example, when somebody releases the name, the identity of a secret agent of the United States who is undercover in another country, in harm's way, in danger, unknown to our enemy, and then somebody blows their cover by telling the world, and thus telling our enemies, the identity of the spy that is in their midst. It often eventuates in the death of that person, and always puts them in danger of death, in the greatest harm, the greatest danger. And what is this great danger? What precipitates this great danger? What causes this great harm? The tongue. Speaking out of turn, speaking out of order. The tongue corrupts the whole life, corrupts the person. The tongue ruins the lives of people, our own and others. And the tongue, thirdly, accomplishes the work of Satan. It is set on fire, we read, by hell. And hell, of course, is a place, but the idea is it's set on fire by Satan. This is a symbol of the center of satanic influence and power. It's a figure used by Christ of eternal hell, and of course, hell is the abode of Satan, the eventual abode of Satan, and that's the idea here. It's set on fire by hell. It becomes an instrument to help the work of Satan. That's what our tongue does when it's not controlled. Our tongue becomes an instrument of the devil to bring damage to our life, to our family, to our friends, to our church, to our community. It does the devil's work, does that uncontrolled tongue. That's why it's so important that we understand this and learn to control it. May God help us. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.